What is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of SEP Talks. Today, I wanted to share something that's really coming out of my heart. I think right now is a time in my life where I am learning a lot of things about myself, about learning how to deal with anxiety, dealing how to deal with problems that I've never had in my life before. This episode is going to be pretty much the same as any other podcast that I've made. It's more about my experiences with starting up my own business, with quitting my job, with overcoming different obstacles that I've had to overcome in the last 24 years of my life. So what has happened today is I woke up, and you know, just so you guys know, it's been a little over 4 months since I quit my job and started doing my own marketing and branding consulting company. And every day is different, and what I mean by that is that some days I am super prepared. I know exactly what I need to do. I feel productive. I feel very good about my day, right? I feel like I accomplished something and I'm getting towards, like, one step forward towards the next step to, you know, get things done in my business. But then there's some other days like today, where I woke up and it felt like I had nothing to do. And it's not that I have nothing to do, but it's because I have so much stuff to do that I don't know where to start. And so I feel like this has been one of the biggest things for me, is understanding, like, I don't know, like, when you have your own business, when you are running your own show, like, you have to figure it out, right? And there's no one there that's telling me, like, hey, this needs to get done. Here's the due date. Here's, you know, the responsibilities or the requirements for the project. But because I have so much freedom, I also have a lot more responsibility to keep up with all this stuff and actually get it done. So yeah, I just I woke up this morning. I woke up early, actually, and I was, you know, trying to figure out, like, what I needed to do. I decided to go to a coffee shop because I wasn't getting, like, any inspiration at home. I felt very unproductive, so I went to the coffee shop, and I was sitting there for like an hour, and I just found myself doing busy work, right? And that's something that I've, like, a pattern that I keep seeing over and over again, is that I just find things that keep me busy, but at the end of the day, they're not things that are truly going to help my business in the long run. And so I'm really trying to cut that off. So, you know, I drank 2 shots of espresso and I was already kind of shaky, so I felt sick and I just decided to get in my car and just drive. And so again, I didn't know why I was feeling this way. I just decided I needed to go and I needed to step away from work. Even though I know I have a lot of things to do, I knew that I needed to just spend time away from my laptop. And so I started driving. I decided to drive east towards the mountains here in Utah. And I started seeing, like, all these huge, huge houses. They're beautiful houses. They're, million-dollar houses, multi-million-dollar houses. And I literally just, you know, silenced my phone. I put on some, like, relaxing music, some, like, John Mayer, some Jack Johnson, like, something that really was just like a driving type of music. And I was doing that for literally like an hour. Like, I was just driving, looking at houses, looking at people walking out of their houses. It's so funny because they're walking out with, like, their tennis gear, their racquetball gear. They're talking to their neighbor buddies, and they're just like, you know, it's 2 p.m. on a Tuesday afternoon, and these guys have these amazing houses, all these fancy cars, and then they're not even going to work. I don't know. I think during this time, I asked myself, like, what is it that I'm trying to accomplish? Because I feel like there's something bigger than just making money, right? Like, we have to find something, like, a deeper level than just, I want to be a millionaire. Because I feel like even nowadays, like, being a millionaire is just the standard of what defines someone as successful or not. And if you're not a millionaire, then you're not, you don't have any money. But at the end of the day, I feel like everyone talks about, yeah, I want to make a million, but it's like, why? Why do you want to make a million? And I find myself in that situation where I don't know why I want to make $1 million. I know that I do. And I know that with that much money, I can do a lot more things when it comes to like investing and to, you know, have more freedom, more time, more energy to spend time with my wife and my family. But yeah, I mean, I would encourage you guys to understand the deeper level of why you want something. And, you know, I feel like I often find like either side is not really balanced. Like people either want to be a millionaire or multi-millionaire or the next Steve Jobs, or they don't want any money. They don't care about money. They would never want to be a millionaire. They just want to follow their passions. And I feel like there needs to be a middle ground, right? There needs to be something that kind of can tie those two sides together. Because if we're all just chasing our passion without something bigger, like a goal that we truly want to accomplish through our passion, and if we're just chasing money without a bigger goal to use that money for something greater than ourselves, then I feel like we're messing up. I feel like we're doing ourselves we're punching ourselves in the face by doing that. So yeah, I mean, you know, these are just my thoughts today. I feel sick. I feel anxious. I feel like I'm not good enough. I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. I feel alone. I feel, I feel all these negative things. And I tell you all this not for you to pity me or for you to feel bad, but because I understand that tomorrow is a new day, and tomorrow I get to try again, right? And so even though today wasn't my day, today the energy wasn't there, the mental and the physical strength wasn't there, I know that tomorrow's a different day. So anyway, I don't know if you guys got anything from this podcast, but I just wanted to share that, you know, you don't have to own a business, you don't have to quit your job to feel this sort of way at times, right? Where maybe the things that you're doing don't seem like they're actually helping other people, or it seems like they're not really doing anything for your life. But, you know, like all you can do is just try your hardest that day, and just remember that every day is a new opportunity, man. Like every single day is a new opportunity. So yeah, with that, I hope that you guys are killing it so far in 2020. We're almost to the third month of this year. Like, that's crazy, you guys. So I hope that you're pursuing your goals, you're tackling them hard. I know for like myself, I had goals and I deviated from them a little bit. But like I said, just, you know, like you're gonna waste time like focusing on how you messed up and beating yourself up for not achieving your goals. You know, so just acknowledge the fact that you didn't do it, acknowledge the fact that you messed up a little bit, and then the next day or the next opportunity you have right in front of you, tackle that moment, because I don't know, man, life is short. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. This is Seb Talks. My name is Sebastian, and I will talk to you guys later. Peace.